The University of Jamestown football team is getting ready for week two of the season, and they will take on the ninth-ranked Dickinson State Bluehawks, and the head coach of the Hawks, Pete Stanton, joins us right now. Coach, how are we doing?
Doing all right. Everything's going well.
Well, thanks for stopping by and taking some time. We'll preview this one, obviously, talk about your week one game as well. But first, I just kind of want to go back a little bit. You guys obviously had a great end to the 2018 season. How much of that do you guys have to kind of say, you know, it's in the past, it's time to move on? Or is this a group that's kind of been like, all right, we're going to turn the page and move on to a new year?
Yeah, we talk about that all the time, that we just have to focus on one day at a time and one game at a time going forward. And it was a good year for us. I think we really played well down the stretch. We had a little lull in the middle of the season where we had some injuries and had some guys out and really got kind of healthy towards the end of the season. Of course, had a big win over Northwest Iowa in the playoffs, a team that had beat us the year before, 37-3, and we're within a play of being in the national semifinals. So that was huge for us. And I tell our guys all the time, that's something you can talk about with your kids or your grandkids someday and reminisce about that. But for now, it's moving forward and trying to have a good season this season.
Well, week one, you guys lost a nail biter to Rocky Mountain, 23-21. You had the lead into the fourth quarter, and they got a late field goal to grab the win. What did you take away from that game against Rocky?
It was a disappointing. It was a disappointing loss for us. You know, we did not play well in the first half at all. We having a lot of our offensive guys out and back this year, and to come out that first half, and I think we only ran 17 plays in the first half. We had a bunch of three and outs, and despite that, we were still down inside the 20-yard line twice. We missed a field goal and had an opportunity to score right at the end of the half. Just really played poorly, and I can't explain the reason why. But in the second half, came back and played kind of what we thought we'd play like. We started running the ball real well, and like you said, captured that lead. And I think what came down at the end, we just need to make a play on one side of the ball or the other, and we didn't. And to credit there to them, they did. You know, we needed one more first down, and we could have ran out the clock, and we needed one more stop there at the end of the game, and they made the play, and we didn't at the end. So it's something we have to learn from, and obviously be able to put together a better game than what we put together last week.
Well, obviously, though, it's got to be a little bit refreshing as a coach to see that your team had that fight after getting down early and maybe not playing their best football, but to come back and have a strong second half.
We really did. I think we like you said, we controlled the line of scrimmage in that third and fourth quarter, and kind of the game we were expecting all along. We're really happy with the guys for showing a lot of fight. You know, we're down 17-0, and then they were up 20-7. So, 20-7 with a few minutes left in the third quarter. And then, we really battled back. And like I said, at that point, dominated the game. And we had a chance to get the ball back after we had a three and out with 5 minutes left and get a first down. And they don't have any timeouts left. But it didn't work out that way. But, yeah, we were happy with our guys for really battling back.
Pete Stanton is our guest. He is the head football coach of the Dickinson State Bluehawks. They get ready to come to Jamestown this weekend and take on the Jimmies. We'll talk about that matchup in just a bit. But, Coach, I want to find out more about your team. Defensively, as I look through your two deep, I see some new names on there. How has the defense kind of come together here in the last couple of weeks in camp and in week one?
You know, not too bad. We're going to have some growing pains, obviously losing some really good players. Danny Marino, a linebacker, was our leading tackler last year and was a first-team all-conference guy. And then, of course, losing our two excellent guys in the secondary, Jay Leggins and Kane Bosch. It's been an adjustment. So, we have some guys back there that really have backed up those guys the last couple of years that, we think will do a pretty good job. It's just a matter of getting them some game experience. But, defensively, I think returning Kevin Brown, who I think he was one of the top players in the conference last year, and then a couple of our defensive linemen who really had a good fall and summer and getting themselves ready to go. And, a couple of our outside linebackers have played a lot. They just weren't guys that started a lot for us. So, that's still got a lot of work to do defensively. But really, for the most part, we thought defensively we did a pretty decent job at times, and especially in first and second down. We just didn't get off the field enough on third down the first game.
You mentioned Jay Leggins. I know he got a chance in camp with the Philadelphia Eagles. It was cool to see a guy that is talented and great of a guy as Jay Leggins to get his chance. Any update on his status right now?
Yeah, actually, Jay was back in Dickinson, and he worked out with us for a couple weeks. And, after he was released by the Eagles, and actually early this week, the New York Jets actually flew him out for a workout. So he worked out for them, and they're going to keep him on the short list, and there's still a possibility with them or somebody else that if something happens, could work his way into a practice squad.
Well, with your defense, Coach, you guys put a lot of emphasis on your defensive line. You've got some guys that have always been big cloggers up there to allow those linebackers to roam free. Talk about your guys up front.
Yeah, those guys have done a good job. Jade Rice and he's been inside and physical, and Presley Piatti for us as well, and Jeremy Poyer is in good shape this year. Those are guys that played a lot for us last year, and those guys have done a good job there. And we think we have a little bit of depth there too. We played about six guys last week. That we were hit and miss a little bit though too. We challenged those guys this week that they got to play a little bit better than they were. We didn't think a couple were maybe in quite the shape they needed to be in, and so we've really been pushing those guys to play better. And because we do think we have enough guys that can rotate in there and get the job done.
Well, your linebackers have always been athletic. What do you think of this year's crew?
Well, Kevin's a good player. Kevin Brown is a guy that was one of our leaders last year, and was one of the top players we think in the conference last year, and he leads the way there. And we have a couple of guys that are younger, but played a lot for us last year. Dilla Jepson from Kildare and Reese Horace from Beulah, and a couple of the Paxton Millers played a lot for us, and Eric Springs played a lot for us. So we have guys that have played a lot of plays and played a lot of snaps for us. Just making a few adjustments, still losing, like I mentioned before, Danny Marino from last year, and we think we'll be able to make some good strides there.
Your secondary, we mentioned it a little while ago, you guys are filling in some new roles. You lose probably two of the best players you guys have ever had in your secondary at Dickinson State. How do you go about replacing them?
Well, we have a couple of guys that have played before. Dylan Reiner is a guy from St. Mary's that's played a lot for us at free safety, so he's another guy that's coming in there. We did get a transfer, Justin Tuafe, who has done a good job for us and played a lot in the first game. He's a guy that played with Kevin Brown in college. And then our corners are both from Kildare, and we're actually using three corners right now. And Trent Rohr is a guy that's a senior, so he's been behind Jay and Kane for 3 years, and so now he gets his shot to go in there and play. And then Lewis Dobitz is our other corner, who's played a lot. He started for us last year. He hadn't got a lot of balls thrown his way last year because a lot of people threw away from Jay. So he's tested and is a guy that has played a lot of downs for us.
Let's move over to the offense a little bit. Pete Stanton is our guest, head coach of the Dickinson State Bluehawks. We'll start up front with your offensive line. What have you seen from them in these first couple of weeks?
Well, I think we thought that most of the guys back there, have done a good job, and a guy's, an area where we returned some guys. We did lose our two really good tackles, our two senior tackles, Devin Schwantz and Pat Nevin, were guys that were both all conference last year. But we return our inside guys and Drew Heiser, and then we moved over one of our defensive linemen to the offensive line as well, and Blake Murray, and Blade Miller is another guy that played a lot for us last year. So we took one of our starting guards from last year and moved him out to tackle. So we feel pretty good about that group. They had a slow start against Rocky, but in that second half really got things going, and we moved the ball with that group really well.
Your wide receivers, I notice a couple of returners in your wideout group. What do you think of those guys this year?
Tiger Fry's a guy that's caught a lot of balls. He set our season record for receptions last year. I believe he had 68 or 69 catches last year, and he's a guy that plays on the inside and just does a really good job of finding space and getting open. And then Jarrett Lee's another guy from Dickinson Trinity, and then we do have a transfer, Noah Sickler, who's also from Dickinson Trinity, that played at UND last year. So we feel pretty good about those three guys, and we have some guys on the inside that can help us as well. And we just got to get those guys going and get the timing going with Hayden.
Well, Ahmad Andrews back in your backfield. He had a decent second half against Rocky Mountain. Obviously, that started with what happened up front. But what kind of a dynamic does he bring to your offense?
Yeah, he's a physical guy. He's hard-nosed. He doesn't say anything. He just goes about his job and really works hard. And he's a guy that can run really well between the tackles. He understands what he needs to do. And then we also feel we got a couple other guys, the backs, that that is an area where we have a lot of depth, and we've got a couple guys that we can bring in and really spell him and do the job for us.
Your quarterback, Hayden Gibson, has had a hell of a career at Dickinson State, starting his last season. What's it like to have a leader like him out there?
Yeah, it's great. It's like having another coach on the field. You know, he's a guy that's been our team captain for 3 years, and he's played a ton of downs for us. He started since he's been a freshman, and, you know, I think he understands, you know, what he needs to do. He understands the whole offense, and not only that, but he understands the dynamics of everything. You know, he does a good job of getting the ball out and understanding where the ball needs to go, and just does a good job of being in command, and it's just nice to have that older guy that can kind of take charge for you.
Well, you'll get a chance to take on the Jimmies under the direction of first-year head coach Brian Mistral this weekend. What did you see from the Jimmies on tape against VCSU?
I think the first thing that really stood out is the physical, and they're playing really hard. You saw that. On the defensive side, I think, they're lined up and they're in some different things defensively with coach being there and having a different defensive coordinator. And you see him playing really hard. That was my first impressions. And offensively, even though, Josh isn't there, it looked very, very familiar. A team that, has a, the physical offensive line, the receivers back, and then of course adding a couple of those good receivers on top of those guys, and then Jordan Mann looks comfortable being another year on the offense. So I thought they looked really good. I thought they got off the ball well. I think we're going to be a physical team, and that's fully what we're expecting this week.
Well, Coach, I appreciate the time. Looking forward to the game on Saturday, and we'll see you in Jamestown.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
That is Pete Stanton, head football coach of the Dickinson State Bluehawks. Jimmies and Hawks, 2:00 Saturday afternoon on ESPN Jamestown.